Yes, that's where she's getting off Salina family. Now I'm getting ready to go to Johnstown, which is close. I started to go there first, but her appointment is coming up pretty quick.
Okay, I copy that, yeah. I do see that it is showing drop-off at Salina family.
Well, mine went straight to Johnstown after I picked her up.
Okay, yeah, copy, because it's showing Vincent's home address is what it's navigating you to.
What time is he scheduled to be picked up?
He's got a 10 to 10:30 window.
Oh, good. Whew. That means I'm back on.
All right, hang in there. Giggles, did you need something?
Yeah, I don't have paperwork for Tony D., and it says he's Medicaid.
He's safe, right? I'll get him added.
Thank you.
Dispatch, is there a way to type out interruption on our messages? Because I can send out emojis, but I cannot send out text letters.
Copy that. You said you need an interruption?
Sure do.
Copy that. We'll get you taken care of.
Hall pass, whatever you want to call it. Thank you. Durango, you'll need to call the office to request that. It's not something you can just put in. I tried to call, but it went to all of our phones are busy. So that's what I'm going to go ahead and do is take that interruption that I was just given permission for.
Copy. Yeah, you can also customize messages. I did see here you've hit a few of the messages.
That would be yes, no, and understood. Those are three options.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, you can also click into that text box and type out a customized message, just like a text message.
Have you gotten any of mine? Because I've tried that.
Yes, I do see here you had a message from dispatch around 5:26 a.m. One that was sent to you. I don't see one coming from you.
Yeah, because it erases it. You type it all in, and it'll erase it.
Okay, we'll have to look at that with your settings.